AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials have called the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan a mistake. 22 civilians were killed at the Doctors Without Borders facility. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, says troops may have exceeded the rules.
To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
Executive Director David Cohn with Doctors Without Borders wants President Obama to consent to a fact-finding commission on what happened.
Doing so will send a powerful signal of the U.S. government's commitment to and respect for international humanitarian law and the rules of war.
Cohn says it's about the safety of the Doctors Without Borders team around the world. The man who could become the next Speaker of the House is saying it again. He misspoke when describing the goal of the Benghazi committee. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
A day before House Republicans meet behind closed doors to nominate someone to be Speaker, the frontrunner, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, is reiterating his retraction of his statement that the Select Committee on Benghazi could take credit for Hillary Rodham Clinton's drop in the polls.
Benghazi is not political. It was created for one purpose and one purpose only: to find the truth on behalf of the families of the four dead Americans.
McCarthy acknowledged his wording was inartful.
I could have said it in a different manner, yes.
Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy was more direct, telling MSNBC that McCarthy, quote, screwed up. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The sun is out in South Carolina, but Governor Nikki Haley says the threat of flooding remains. She's telling people not to remove barriers.
Five people moved around a barrier. We were able to save three of them. Two are missing. Please don't do this.
Haley says the number of dead from flooding is up to 15 in South Carolina. This is AP Radio News. The New York Attorney General is investigating two major fantasy sports websites after a worker at DraftKings won more than $300,000 from FanDuel.
In opening his investigation, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says DraftKings and FanDuel employees may have exploited their access to non-public data. He's demanding the companies provide details of any investigations into their staff. Both websites, where players assemble and bet on fantasy teams of real athletes, say there's no evidence anyone misused internal company data and have since prohibited employees from playing. The industry considers daily fantasy a skilled game, not gambling. It's legal to play in all but five states. Julie Walker, New York.
The National Hockey League drops the puck on the regular season tonight. Among the games, the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks are at home to play the New York Rangers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.